So, Sam McClary, Deputy Editor of Estates Gazette here at BAFTA this morning with Guy Granger, UK Chief Executive Jones Lang LaSalle. You're going to present your predictions for the year ahead in a little while. Why don't we first start talking about how your predictions were last year, for 2013. Did they turn out pretty much right?
Pretty much, although, because the main theme of it last year was that it was going to be a very slow start, but the last quarter things would pick up. And there'd be renewed confidence. And if anything, that happened slightly earlier than we anticipated. So it was the last two quarters that happened. And if I'm honest, it bounced back quicker than we expected as well, particularly in capital markets. So the recovery that we foresaw happened, but it happened quicker.
And for 2014, what are the main themes that you think we're going to see throughout the year?
Okay, well, it's definitely the brightest outlook and the most optimistic outlook that we've had for 6 or 7 years, I would say. And so with that just comes an element of, you know, let's not get too carried away, because there are still some fragile things out there, a lot of debt. But on the whole, it is an outlook of growth. It is an outlook that sees London continuing to be strong, but actually sees some of the regional cities also capitalising on that growth, which has been a problem for the last few years.
Any particular regional cities in?
Well, Manchester's definitely coming out the strongest. The big six generally will have a good outlook, but we also think Bristol has got a good outlook, because both Manchester and Bristol have taken the opportunity with the TMT sectors more than other cities. And I'd say the only other strong trend that we're seeing is the Midlands region in terms of manufacturing and distribution is really helping that region.
Okay, and in terms of sectors of the industry, where do you think the growth is going to be?
Well, there's definitely a lack of supply of offices. Because of the last 5 years in terms of low tenant demand, there hasn't been much speculative development. There hasn't been any speculative development, not much pre-let activity. So in terms of grade A space, I'd say there's a trend across the whole country that there's an undersupply of that. So as a result, we're definitely going to see a lot more active asset management, perhaps a bit of spec development coming through. And so that's not just a London thing, that is in the major regional cities as well, because businesses are starting to make more decisions. Because there's optimism, there's confidence, businesses will make decisions about moving office, upgrading, refurbishing. So there's a lot to be done. I mean, their requirements have changed, they're more specific, so investors have to be in tune with what occupiers want, but there's definitely going to be more activity on the offices side.
Okay, and what about the industrial market you talked about? That for the Midlands being a strong growth opportunity nationally, is there growth to be seen in industrial? I know it was talked about a lot last year.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, particularly in logistics, the one thing that we're highlighting here actually is the, because of what's happening with retail in terms of the flight to online, which we've seen as a continued trend, and it's still got a long way to go. The interesting thing is actually in terms of grocery sales, only 3.8% is online at the moment, and we think that over the next 5 years that will at least double. So there will be a lot more requirements from food stores, for dark stores in terms of dedicated online food sourcing. So that is a trend which will continue, particularly in the southeast, because there's a lot of drop-off points there. So so definitely industrial and logistics got a good outlook.
Okay, and in the predictions as well, you talk about the alternative sectors being a big growth area, with a lot of the funds putting more money into that, and PRS in particular being one of the strongest of those alternatives. Why do you think the alternatives are such a prosperous part of the industry to get into?
I think there are several factors. One, pension funds are being priced out of some of the core territories. Two, they're taking a more long-term approach. And if you want a long-term approach, then it's important to diversify your portfolio. And three, I think that some of these sectors, whether it's hotels, student housing, PRS, they're becoming more institutional. They're becoming more acceptable as institutional investments. So the model has to be right. I think there's still quite a way to go on PRS because the margins are very tight indeed. And you have to get the right operating model. But, you know, there is no doubt that Alternatives, a very interesting sector, renewable energy as well. So there's a long way to go on that.
And finally, what about 2014 for Jones Lang LaSalle? Obviously, we're going to see you all move into the Warwick Street building, so that's bringing everyone together, which is great. What's the prospects look like for JLL?
Hopefully very good. We're just trying to continue what we've been doing well and change the things that we need to change in a different market. Because this is a very different market to the one 5 years ago. Become a lot more connected and perhaps a bit more dynamic than we have been in the past. So by bringing people together, we can connect all the pieces a lot better, so we provide an integrated service to clients. That's what clients want. They don't want lots of separate people talking to them. So we've still got a long way to go. It's a competitive environment, we know that. So we'll just continue to try and get better.
Thank you.
Okay.
Cheers.
Thanks.